Okay, Sue, I'm going to confess, I have never used a dating app in my life. However, I certainly have had many conversations with friends who have used them. And more often than not, over a couple of drinks, they'll start pointing out, look what this person wrote. Look what that person wrote. So what you want to talk about right now is exactly that. The things that people put in their dating profiles that are instant turnoffs.
Yeah, it's not going to get you some. So whether it's okay. You put it in an email or do it in a dating app. Now, I think dating apps have come and gone. I think that they are soul crushing experiences.
Good.
I run a singles group in Ottawa. I run the Ducklings Where the Ducklings, but I also run an over 40 singles group that I started because I think loneliness kills. And I started during the pandemic. And I personally kick out 25 people a day who are scammers, have fake profiles from different countries. And I have two and three other admins that do the same thing. So we're talking about 100 people trying to get into a Facebook, free Facebook dating group.
That's
and
some
we're kicking
work,
out
though, Sue.
100. I know. Well, I have a whole team that's getting rid of them. So, you know, it may not be perfect, but it may be the best place because we're over 40. And yeah, so in different communities. So the amount of people trying to get in and people aren't doing that in the dating app. So there's a lot of problems. But here's some of the fun ones that when people will send you either a picture if you're starting, if you're a couple, you know, dating couples or you're single dating, whatever. So the big ones include a picture with a fish. Something about these guys think that that's hilarious to have a fish.
There really?
Really? Oh, yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing. Lots of them with that are shirtless in the bathroom. Like if you're outside playing, you know, with your buddies and you're shirtless. But no, they'll be shirtless and the button of their pants will be undone. And the women are like, OK, if you have to be that obvious about it. Next.
But I get it. I mean, that's the whole, you know, it's not dissimilar to how a lot of females present themselves.
Oh, women,
if we're being honest.
Oh, the women's ones are cringeworthy.
Okay.
Oh, I'm like, have a sense of humor, ladies. Like,
okay.
It's ridiculous. You know, they do this, you know, if you can't handle this, you know, like, nah, I'm out. Like, get over yourself. Like, it really is. You know, just, yeah. Or they'll say that I'm really only 20, but my profile says I'm 20. Like, they lie about their age and they're up, like, they're crazy about it. Like, people do all the time. There's a one where they're just going, well, if I have a list of demands, if you're like this or this or this or this or this, like, it's just,
the fact that they are demands. No. I can tell you right away. I don't know. Don't make demands. Let's meet and see where it goes. If you're going to be demanding, that's an instant turnoff.
Yeah. Any mention of the word crypto. Apparently it comes up in all their stuff. I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah.
But that comes up everywhere. So that should surprise no one that it comes up in dating profiles as well.
And what's interesting, all of those filters, all of your pictures are Photoshopped filtered.
Right? I know.
This idea. I know. Right. I like them. I think they've got, I like the ones with cartoons. And I know it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Because it's fun to be a kitty cat or a bunny rabbit.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my Wonder Woman one. I have this app that turns me into a Marvel character. Other than that, I agree with them. It's not like we're women, you know, I'm of a certain age. Like,
no, but you're
right.
Because my instant reaction when I see photos that are touched, you know, like the skin is so smooth and, you know, the eyes are out of focus, whatever else. It's just, what are you hiding? That's my instant reaction. Yeah. What are you hiding from me?
Yep. And that if you're going to do this all the time, yeah. You know, and you go on like a TikTok profile and there's a lot more dating going on there and they'll actually tell you which filter they're using, which is really helpful. But if you're using a filter as opposed to a glow, like they're using, like, this is the serious ass filter that people are using. I know, right?
And most filters, by the way, I mean, a lot of them are really, really good. And I say this as someone who has spent years and years and years doing photography, all right? So, you know, anybody whose headshot that I do, there's always touch-ups. There's always enhancements, little sharpening and stuff. These filters are good, but they do an overall effect on the face, and it just doesn't look natural. It's one thing to go in there and touch up a zit, or, you know, sharpen the eyes, or maybe enhance the blue in your eyes or the brown in your eyes a little bit. But most people go way overboard with this. It's fake, and I'm not interested in it. No thanks.
No, thanks. Right. It's why amateur porn is really the most popular. Make it real, people, and it works in your favor. So
I always enjoy our conversations.
There you go. What turns people off? Yep.
I have to go and delete some profile photos of me shirtless in the bathroom with my top button undone now.
With a fish.
With a fish. Yeah. Of course, my
because that was turned off, but because we like to turn you on with our podcast.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.